Hey, it's Kim Commando Today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it.
So there was a survey. They did it back in January of a couple of freelancers. 12,500.
Just a couple.
Freelancers. Okay. And what they discovered in the survey is about 22% of them that are translators said they have lost money and jobs due to AI.
Well, of course.
38% of illustrators have also said they have lost money. Now, this was in January. We're 4 months later. I mean, AI has been changing rapidly, even this in this short period of time. 89% of those surveyed said they are in desperate fear that their jobs will be 100% eliminated. But remember, Amazon told us that AI is not going to cost anybody any jobs. So don't worry. That survey is totally wrong. Don't worry about it. You can go ahead and go to sleep tonight because you're fine. Amazon said so. And welcome to Kim Commando Today, the weekly, three times a week podcast, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. This is the A-Team, Andrew Babinski, Ali Seligman. We're filling in for Kim Commando. She's getting some eyeball stuff removed today. Technical terms.
Stitches.
Oh, that's not just like crud. Yeah. She's getting some stitches out. She's almost done. She's getting there. She's slowly dwindling it down.
And then exciting.
She will be so done and she'll be able to see. And she's very excited. And we're excited for her. So we're doing the Friday podcast. It's 11:30 on the West Coast, 2:30 on the East Coast every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're really trying to condense it down to just watch it on YouTube. It's the easiest way, especially the people we've talked to, it's the easiest way to take in the Kim Commando Today podcast. And we appreciate it if you like, comment, share, and hit the subscribe button. Don't smash the like button today. Smash the subscribe button today so that you'll always know when the Kim Commando Today podcast is live on YouTube. As always, we start with the top five things. Allie?
I have them right here.
And they're right on top. That's a good place for them.
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We were all already kind of screwed with this big Change Healthcare leak.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, like all of our medical details.
Kim said 50% of people.
Yeah, pretty bad, right?
So pretty good odds that you got your stuff out there.
Yeah, if that wasn't bad enough, Kaiser Permanente just had a massive data breach. Could impact 13.4 million patients. So if you weren't in the Change Healthcare
one. And that's the first number they're releasing.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be bigger.
Yeah. Kaiser, they have 40 hospitals and 618 medical facilities. So this is a huge medical establishment. It might include IP addresses, names, information about your membership, blah, blah, blah. Luckily.
It might include those. It might also include all of those.
Yes. If they're saying any of it, all of it.
It's all of it. Yeah.
No social security numbers. So that's something.
A win.
Yeah. Car companies are looking for new ways to make money.
Oh, really?
It's subscriptions. Yeah. This has already started happening.
Am I
going
to have to subscribe to my tires?
Probably. So, yes, I bet because you said that on this podcast, it's going to happen. We know that this happens with like Tesla, right? You can pay for, full autonomous driving. It's so expensive.
Well, the thing about that, though, is that when Tesla first brought it out, they're like, buy it now because it's only going to get more expensive. And now it's cheaper than it's ever been before.
Which is a glaring red sign to me that Tesla is like, oh, crap, we need to make some money.
That's why I bought a ton of their stock. Literally, I did. Just recently.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm such a good with money.
Let us know how that goes for you. Yeah, they did. They cut it from $199 a month to $99.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Anyway, automakers, the idea is that in a few years, they can be making $1,600 a year per connected car. Who do you think is going to be paying that $1,600?
I'm not paying $1,600 a month for anything in my car.
We'll see about that.
And I think gas. I don't even think I do that. You know what happened in my car yesterday? I was driving and I had this big message. I drive a Mitsubishi and this message pops up on the screen in the middle there. And it's like, hey, we just want to make, we've made some changes to the Connect feature.
Great.
And we're going to transmit data. All this data is going to be great for you. Some of it not so great, but all of it's going to be great for you. Do you accept or decline? And I hit decline.
Then what?
And then it went, okay, we're still going to transmit some data, but just not all of it. And it didn't specify what it was going to, but
no
it said
kidding.
Some of it then. It would be limited transmission of data.
And it didn't give you an option at that point.
It was no,
you had to opt into the limited.
If I wanted to use my radio.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, right? It's not like, it's to use the navigation. It's to use anything, really.
Correct.
Yeah.
But it didn't detail it there. I had to agree to a terms and service with zero details, with about two sentences of descriptions.
I mean, would you have read it anyway?
No, but still, but I like the option.
It's the principle of the
to
thing.
To not look
you
at it.
You want to be able to scroll.
Exactly.
To say that you did. Number three on my list, people who have Verizon are getting phony bills. The way you know it's not a real phone bill, if you click that little thing to expand the email address, it is from 33mail.com. That is not where Verizon is going to be
it's
sending
not?
You anything from. No.
Where, who have I been paying my monthly bill to?
Scammers.
Okay.
Yeah. So make sure you look at those. If you get.
Are these the $6 million bills?
No.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, it's like viral online. Multiple people are going online and saying they got a Verizon bill for $6 million.
For what?
I don't know, but I've seen it like
Roman? Fifth.
No, because they canceled their account to switch providers, and it was the payoff of all of their devices. And they signed up for that where you get an iPad, a watch, and a phone all for free. And now they're getting bills for $6 million.
Something tells me the value of those devices is not $6 million.
No, it's way more than that. So they should just count their lucky stars. They're getting a discount.
Rule of thumb, if you get a notification about a bill that doesn't look like the one you've gotten 57 other times, don't click it.
Here's a rule of thumb. Stop reading your email because all it is 99.9% scam. If you want to get a hold of me, send a pigeon because that's the only way I'm going to believe that's real.
Love a carrier pigeon. Number four, this one is one to get excited about. So within the next 6 to 12 months, we'll see when, airlines will have to refund you if they cancel or significantly delay your flight.
Wow.
Finally
a win for the people. And it's going to be automatic.
Yes.
If the flight is canceled, it will trigger an automatic refund. You're not going to have to ask for it.
Yep.
You're not going to have to send in, you know, three written copies of your ticket and pictures from your last vacation.
Well, and this replaces vouchers with which none of us actually want. We just want our money back, right? If this
right.
happens.
I once received $6,000 in Southwest vouchers. I could tell you the story. We were going on a trip to Pennsylvania. There was four of us,
okay.
My ex-wife and two children. And we were the first ones to show up. And they're like, hey, we unfortunately overbooked your flight. We're looking for volunteers. And I was like, what's the difference of the time? And they're saying, oh, maybe like an hour. I was like, oh, yeah, that's fine. We'll move for an hour. And they were like flabbergasted, you know, because there were
nobody
to
wants to do that.
And they're like, okay, great. We'll get you the new tickets if you could just stand over there. So we walk and stand over there, and the kids were kind of like squirreling around. So my ex-wife took them inside, and I'm standing by myself. And then four Southwest employees approached me at one time, and I'm like, am I getting arrested?
What'd I do?
And they're just like, we are so thankful that you did that, especially with little kids. Here's a full refund of all of your tickets. You're flying for free. And $6,000 worth of vouchers.
No way.
Because we are so grateful that four people got off in once.
Did you feel like a hero?
I did.
A rich hero?
Yeah. And so with the refund, it was like $1,300 total.
Wow. You made $7,300.
That's vacation, most profitable vacation I've ever had in my entire life.
That's amazing. What counts as, you know, when are you going to get the refund for domestic flights? It's if it is... if the chime changes 3 or more hours.
Right.
Okay, fine. And then for international, 6 or more hours. So this is like a, you know, if you're having like your worst day at the airport, great. You're going to get a refund.
Or full cancellation if they just cancel the flight.
That's true.
That
yep.
triggers it as well.
Yes. And number five. Okay. This is my plea to you. Stop Googling for websites that you already know how to get to. In this case, Facebook.com. This is one of those Google ad scams.
Right.
Right. So instead of typing in Facebook.com, which we all know people are Googling Facebook, right? Yeah. And then those sponsored results at the top, they go to sites that look like Facebook, but it's not Facebook. And you just put your password and your username into a site where who knows who, some creep, just got your information.
Well, how about this, Google? Don't let the fake ones be above the real one.
This is a good point.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I know I'm passing the buck. But,
no, but
here's
really,
the buck and passed it.
This has been a problem for years and years. This always comes back in the news cycle, right? Oh, look, malicious Google results for blah, blah, blah. It's always ads. They just don't have good protections in place for the people buying ads. And so this is what happens.
You're right, though. We should just, I mean, it's not hard to put Facebook.com up there on the top.
Well, I think really it would be nice if they fixed it. They're not going to.
No.
At least not right now. So it's up to us to protect ourselves.
You throw a nickel in Google's way and they will scramble to pick it up.
Well, right now, especially because they're so scared that AI is going to ruin their whole business.
Oh, and it will. It absolutely will.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
It's Kim Komando today, the Kim Komando digital podcast. This is not the Kim Komando show. That, you know, that's Kim's baby. It's on 400 different stations. It's all across the country. Like, people in the Middle East while they're serving for the military listen to it. This is the podcast that we stream on YouTube and all those other websites. But you can also download the audio version of the podcast wherever you get podcasts. Anywhere you get a podcast, you can get this show. So if you can't tune in every single Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to watch us, just download the audio version. We really appreciate it. And if you could, share it with someone. If you like this show, they're going to like the show. Just send them a little nudge. Say, hey, check this out. Give it a go. It's really good. That Adam guy is really funny. And we'd really appreciate it. So I have a story for you, Allie.
Give it
this
to
is crazy. Back in January, there was a piece of audio that went viral of a principal in Maryland being secretly recorded, speaking to another colleague, and saying some of the most vile and racist things you could possibly say as an administrator. He was talking about African-American students and their inability to test in their district. He was talking about Jewish people in the community coming up to him and complaining. It was just vile.
Okay.
And it was leaked on the internet, and it went everywhere. And, of course, people were reacting because this was horrible stuff. And the principal was confronted with it, and his first response was, I didn't say this stuff. I don't know where this came from, but I didn't say this stuff.
Which is what everybody says, right?
Sure, sure. Then they went to the person that was supposedly he was having the conversation with and that did the recording. And they're like, I don't recall this conversation at all.
And you would remember.
Yeah. You're going to remember a racist diatribe. So the school was like, okay, this is weird. Obviously, you're busted, but we have to investigate because it's per our rules.
Yeah.
And so they removed him from the school. Well, it got so bad. The attacks got so bad online. He literally had to go in hiding.
Oh, my gosh.
Because the internet, they hate him.
Yeah.
And they were coming after him hard.
Okay.
And obviously, it's not just in that area. It's globally. He's getting it from all ends. Deservedly so. Like,
sure.
This stuff was disgusting.
No, if you really did this, absolutely. He deserves all that, right?
Guess what happened yesterday?
What?
Someone was arrested.
The principal?
No.
Who?
The athletic director of the high school was arrested for using voice software, AI software, to fake the conversation and leak it online because, I quote, they were disgruntled.
You've got to be really gruntled to do that.
Ruining someone's life.
That's insane. Had this person been laid off?
No.
Like, what was
the... They were still, at the time when they released the audio online, they were still the active athletic director at the high school.
No kidding.
Yes. It was a coworker. And the principal, during the investigation, had went to the school and said, listen, I really didn't say this stuff. I know it's hard to believe because the audio is impressive.
Sounds just like
It's him. Not like, you know, choppy. It's very, very, very clear. But again, it's only one side of a conversation. Why wouldn't you be able to at least hear the murmurs? That was one of the arguments he was making. You can't even hear the other side of the conversation. It's just his voice.
Yeah.
But he also said, I've been having issues with this one employee. Maybe you look into and see if they did something.
Oh, my gosh.
And they did. They found enough evidence to arrest this person. But imagine this, though. Imagine if this were you for the rest of your life. Every time you Google your name, this is going to be connected to you. The punishment for this, I know this is going to sound crazy, but it should be like 20 years in jail.
Well,
I mean, you are ruining someone's life.
You're right. This will follow him around forever. And what percentage of the people who heard about this story initially and are like, this principal is the worst person in the whole world, will know that it wasn't real.
Oh, yeah. They're not going to get the updates.
5%, 10%.
Right.
20%.
So I wanted, after I read the story, because I just had the text story of the arrest, I wanted to hear the audio because I wanted to see how, and we can't play it on the show. It's really bad. It's just really, really, yeah, really disgusting stuff.
Yeah.
But I went on TikTok to see if I could find the original audio, and every single person that had posted it, you know, one of those TikTok videos where there's a picture in the background, yeah, and they're superimposed in front of it. They're playing the audio. Every single one of them said this guy should die. He should lose his job. He should go to jail forever. And you're right.
They're still all there.
They're not going to know the resolution.
No.
And all those videos, exactly, are still there. And they're going to be there forever.
And you know the thing, there's really, so maybe some people will delete these videos that they made because they saw the update. A lot of creators, I guarantee you, that's going to get views. It has all those views. They're not going to delete it.
Right. But and they're also not going to go back and apologize because they consider this guy guilty
from
minute one. And again, I get it. It was disgusting. It was vile. But now we know this technology is available.
Madness.
And how an athletic director can make something so convincing that it gets a school to react within hours of it being posted. Maybe we have to step back and go, everything that's out there, is this legitimate? Is this real? We don't, though. We don't. We jump to conclusions. We grab the pickaxes and we run to burn down the village immediately.
Yeah.
And I get it. It's emotional. It's heavy stuff. But wow, it was so convincing. It was so, it sounded so real, but it was so fake. Okay. Do you have an iPhone?
No.
You can win one. Winfromkim.com.
I can win?
Oh, no, not you.
I can't. I
was talking
to
you. Talking to you.
You have an iPhone 15.
Yes, you can win one. A $799 value. All you have to do, it's really hard. You have to go and sign up for the Kim Komando newsletter. You have to read one newsletter, and that's it. You're entered. If you sign up for the newsletter from winfromkim.com, you can win an $800 iPhone 15. And you're going to love the newsletter, and you'll be like, wow, it's like if someone said, I'll give you $20, and then I'll give you an iPhone. It's that good.
It's something that
you will take in every single day. It only takes a couple of minutes to read it, and you'll be totally caught up of everything that's going on in the digital world. So go sign up for the newsletter, winfromkim.com.
Happy Arbor Day.
Today's Arbor Day?
It's Arbor Day. Mm. You didn't know that?
Am I supposed to
the
do
tree
something
one?
Special?
I mean, you have to go plant a tree, I guess.
I have to go plant a tree?
Yeah, it's Arbor Day.
Did you get me a gift?
Yeah, I bought you this plant.
Oh, phenomenal. I love that thing.
It is also National Hairball Awareness Day, which is one of the first things I heard when I got in the office this morning.
Who brought up to you that it was National Hairball Awareness
Day?
That
was our coworker, Jeremy. The latest obsession around here is national holiday, right?
Okay.
Because there are so many. And it is kind of crazy once you get into it. It's not just, yes, there are real ones, right? Today is also... Oh, I like this. National Pretzel Day. You like pretzels?
Wait a minute. You just put that under the real one column. Is that a real one compared to Hairball Awareness Day?
Arbor Day is real. National Pretzel Day. It's also National Alien Day. It's National No Makeup Day. I hope to observe later. And it's Channing.
I am celebrating.
Congrats. It's also Channing Tatum's birthday, just FYI.
That's a day? National Hot Guy Day?
Well, so there's this website. It's nationaltoday.com. I really think everybody should go to this website, nationaltoday.com. We get so much enjoyment out of this in the office. So you go to the site, you can go to today and see all the holidays. And some days there are, I don't know, five. And then there are days when there's like a dozen.
Didn't this person who came up with this website make a boatload of money?
Oh, of course. Here's the little trick. So on these popular websites, companies will pay to sponsor a holiday. So make up like... Maybe Kraft wants National Mac and Cheese Day, which I'm sure exists. Kraft, if you're not the one who owns that, you're welcome. What about my birthday? Okay, September 17th.
That's your birthday?
That's my birthday.
I'm halfway there to stealing your identity.
I mean, you know my name. You know my... No, yeah. Let's not give him ideas. I've got National Pet Bird Day.
Opposed to National Bird Day that aren't my pets?
Yes.
Have you ever had a bird as a pet?
No.
When I was a child. There was a bird in our garage, and my mother said, would you like me to catch that for you? I said, sure.
I like your mom.
And so she got a towel, and she caught the bird in the towel.
Okay.
And then we went to the store, and we bought a cage, and we put the bird in the cage, and I named it Wilma.
Sure. Were you a Flintstones fan?
Nah, I don't know.
Sure.
And It was great. I loved it. I loved having a pet bird. That night, my dad said, I don't want this bird to get out or you to mess with it, so we're going to put it in our bedroom. And I said, okay. And in their bedroom, I don't know why, they had a freezer. Like, you know, one of those chest freezers.
Like a chest freezer? Okay. For the bodies.
They put the cage on top of it.
Where's this story going? Does this bird die?
Yeah.
Come on.
Froze to death, sitting on the freezer that night.
In one night?
I was so sad.
Well, yeah, no kidding. Your dad killed your bird.
That I listened to Terry Jack's Seasons in the Sun on a loop for the entire day after.
How old were you?
We had joy. We had fun. We had seasons in the sun. I don't know, like 7. So that's my pet bird story. I'll celebrate that on my birthday.
You can remind me about Wilma. It's also National IT Professionals Day on my birthday, which is a good one.
That's a good connection.
I'll have to thank all the IT professionals here. And then National Apple Dumpling Day.
Oh.
There's a dessert on like almost every day.
Well, we love desserts.
Yeah. The dessert on your birthday, September 24th, if anybody wants
cheesecake.
To.
Please be cheesecake.
Unfortunately, it's National Cherries Jubilee Day.
What is that?
It's an old-timey dessert. I think it's like cherry sludge with some ice cream.
Is it like a Depression-era dessert where it's just flour and cherries that you boil in a pot for an hour?
No flour. It's actually sawdust.
Oh, yummy. Delish.
Yeah. You also get National Horchata Day.
Oh, I love horchata.
See? National Migraine Awareness Week. Super fun. It starts on your birthday. Yeah.
It's a whole week.
Yeah. I get migraines, so we can celebrate.
I guess they will.
Migraines?
I'll whisper around you.
It's more light. It's light.
Happy Migraine Day.
Happy migraine day. And then finally, on your birthday, National Punctuation Day.
Punctuation Day.
Do you have a favorite mark of punctuation?
Yeah, probably the Interrobang is probably.
I love the Interrobang. Oh, my gosh.
I thought you were going to yell at me like I was making it up. You actually know what an Interrobang is.
Can you explain to the people?
Yeah, it's a question mark and an exclamation point to end a sentence.
And it's one thing.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's not. You put them together, boom, Interrobang.
Interrobang. That's
also
amazing.
Also a fun word to say. Welcome back to the Kim Komando Today podcast. We're going to read comments here in a second, but we just want to remind you, please drop comments every single episode. We have pages upon pages of comments over there.
Pages.
And the best ones get read on the air during the final segment of the podcast, which is now.
Okay. Scrump. Our friend Scrump72, I'm sorry, but if I bought my car with certain options, I don't want to pay to have to use them. I won't even buy the nav updates since I use it on my phone anyway. I agree with you. The problem is they're going to make things that have always been free paid.
Speedometer. You're going to have to subscribe to your speedometer.
Yes, you're going to have to subscribe for any of the infotainment stuff to work.
Are you tired of just guessing how fast you're going? Now subscribe to the new Chevy speedometer.
That's their ad. That's nice. A few people say hey to me and you.
Hey.
That's nice. Hey. John C. Link, MD, says, Allie, looking good. Thank you. Be careful, Andrew. Parentheses, Adam. No more head scars for you.
They're right there. It's really bad. Ouch. It's not healing.
Yeah. Ken also says, you don't have as hard of a head as we were led to believe.
It's true. I don't.
Oh, but Gary said he has scabs on his head like that.
Thanks, Gary. We have something in common. We're scab bros.
Okay. And then one more from Scrump. News won't apologize when they get it wrong. Remember Nicholas Sandman? He's very rich now because of what he went through. Guilty until proven innocent.
Absolutely.
Oh, the internet's a rough place.
Speaking of one comment, and this is not in the comments today, we got criticism.
Oh, give it to me.
From Gary.
Okay.
He said that he doesn't like the way the show ends. Because sometimes we'll end on a laugh or we'll just end on a cold out. That's what we call it in the business. And by the business, I mean the industry. We go out on a cold out. So it's just a stop, an abrupt stop. He doesn't like that. So from now on, we're going to change it up. We're going to make Gary happy. And
we're doing this just for Gary?
We're doing it. Well, yeah, I'm sure there's others.
Okay.
He's just the voice of that generation.
Of the people?
The scabbed head generation.
You are part of that.
Yes, in solidarity. So we will say goodbye at the end of the podcast so you know it today exactly when it's over.
And then you can click
that wasn't
little
it. Yeah.
That was not it.
No.
We're still
that
here.
That would have been a cold out. Yeah. What are we wrapping up with?
We're wrapping up with the weirdest video I've seen on the internet in A little while.
Have you been on the internet?
Yeah.
To say it's the weirdest.
Okay, so I purposefully don't interact with, like, you know the stuff that you watch it once and you're like, ooh, I wish that was not in my head ever again.
Sure.
I don't watch that.
Okay.
Because it will be in my head forever.
All right.
But this is one I saw. So this is in San Francisco.
California?
Yes, indeed. There were, I don't exactly know what they were doing out there, but a bunch of unicyclists and scooter riders were out on the streets hanging out. And they were recording because apparently this was like a big event, right? And so this one that we found is filmed from the point of view of one of the people, presumably on a unicycle or a scooter. I don't know. And then a Waymo. You know, the self-driving.
The coolest cars on the planet.
Yeah, your new favorite transportation mode.
So neat.
Yeah. So the Waymo's driving alongside. Let's show the video.
Let me see.
Okay, so here they are. The Waymo
right
there.
Right, there's the Waymo.
And then you might notice the Waymo just crossed over the yellow lines.
Hey, that's on the wrong side of the road.
The Waymo's driving on the wrong side of the road.
Is that a British Waymo?
So if you're not watching this, you're listening to the podcast, this Waymo taxi is driving on the wrong side of the road for blocks at speed. What do you think it's going? 40 miles an hour?
It was in the beginning, and now you can tell.
Well, it had to stop. Yeah.
You can tell it's braking, it's slowing down, because you can tell the car, it doesn't have any thoughts, but it's thinking, what's going on right now?
Yeah, it doesn't seem great. Oh, there's a person in the way. Love that.
So now it finally gets over.
And look, it got over because it got out of the way of all the cyclists.
So that unicyclist actually saved it. By cutting in front of the Waymo,
yes.
It had to then avoid them and got in the proper lane. Do we have an explanation from Waymo on what happened?
They said it was, quote, safer to be in that lane than mow down all these people, I guess. I think that... Go ahead.
No, that actually... Think about that, though. We talked about this. I've talked about this dilemma before. If you're driving and if you have to turn left and... kill one person you know, or turn right and kill 100 people
this
that
is
you
the railroad
don't know.
Problem, yeah.
Right. Which one do you do?
Well, you got to do the one.
But that's what the Waymo did. It decided.
To be clear, this Waymo did not kill anyone.
No,
everyone
was
safe.
But what it decided was it's safer to go in a head-on collision with another vehicle than to hit a human on a unicycle.
Also, a huge group of humans. There were like at least, I don't know, 20 people.
That's crazy.
I know.
So I was being critical and laughing at it, but it did the right thing.
Yeah, it's kind of madness to watch it drive down the wrong side of the road for that long. But yeah, all those people were safe in the end, I guess.
Correct.
They probably didn't feel safe.
And if it did hit a vehicle, it would have been at a speed, but there's airbags involved. There's bumpers and, you know, things that would protect them.
Yeah.
Wow.
So do you think the programming here is right? Or do you think, we need a like,
right.
Okay. I'm wondering if we need a Waymo pullover. This is not the situation for you, friend.
But I laughed when they said it's safer. But if you think about it, it's not. It did the right thing. Hitting a car is better than hitting people on unicycles.
Okay.
Unless they're really annoying people on unicycles.
Aren't
which
they
is 98% of people on unicycles.
There it is.
Goodbye, Gary.
Bye.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.